This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Fox News to defend the decision to strike a deal with the Biden administration to raise the nation's debt limit to avert a global crisis. And as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, there are also some Republicans within his caucus already showing some support.
This is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
There will be Freedom Caucus people who vote for this package. So when you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives. Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats.
And supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory Sunday after he won a runoff for a third year in power. Dorian Jones reports for VOA.
Even before the official confirmation of his victory, supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan quickly gathered outside his Istanbul home to celebrate. Turkey's electoral board later confirmed his victory, giving him more than 52% of the vote against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan, speaking to his supporters on a campaign bus, thanked them for his success. He said, "I would like to thank all our citizens who showed their will for the future, both for themselves and their children." Still, Erdogan, speaking to supporters, said his victory was for everyone. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Japan said Monday it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missile that threatens its territory after Pyongyang announced a planned launch of what it said was a satellite.
北朝鮮が衛星と称する弾道ミサイルの発射を強行することは、我が国の安全保障に対する重大な挑発行為です。
Reporting to be a satellite is a serious provocation to our country's security. Analysts say that the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's efforts to advance military surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict. North Korea has also undertaken a series of missile and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies will feed Europe's hungry military a market far into the future. The deputy director at the South Korean Acquisition or Defense Acquisition Program, Kim Hyung-chul, speaking.
Actually, the Korean government is very focused on the export of the Korean companies, such as K2 and K9,
South Korea's dramatic increase in arms sales jumping to more than $17 billion in 2022 compared to $7.25 billion the year before, according to its defense ministry, came as Western countries scramble to arm Ukraine and tensions rise and other hot spots like North Korea, the Taiwan Strait, and the South China Sea. Authorities say suspect was arrested in connection with five separate shootings in a Phoenix area that left four people dead and a woman wounded. Mesa police say 20-year-old Iran Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted first-degree murder. They say a motive of the shooting was not immediately clear. There's more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.